Hello. Good morning. I'm Richard Spur. Now, if I said to you, foot reading, would you know what I was talking about? It could mean a whole plethora of things, couldn't it? But there's a lady in Derbyshire today who's delivering seminars on that very subject, foot reading. Now, she's here to share the secrets, maybe, but certainly the more overt and covert hidden meanings in the feet and toes, and to reveal to you how to read personality traits, or at least how she does it, and emotions in the feet. Jane is with you now, and she's going to be having a look at my feet in a few moments' time, so I have had a shower this morning. Good morning.
Morning. I'm glad you've had a shower.
Yes, I thought so. Just to be polite. Not that I don't do normally. Now, I've told you I've got a broken toe, so you're going to have to be a little bit careful here. But before we look at my feet in a few moments' time, just tell me a little bit of the theory maybe behind this, because a lot of people would be very, very sceptical and say, what a load of old tosh.
Oh, I hear that all the time. It's an occupational hazard. I am the UK's leading foot reader. I've been doing it since 1999. And I hear it all the time. People say, what a load of rubbish. And I say to them, when you're depressed, how do you walk? And when you're happy, how do you walk? And when you're angry, how do you walk? Now tell me that there isn't an impact of emotion on your feet. And if you agree with that, then you'll understand that by looking at the feet, I can understand emotions and to some extent personality.
So if you walk in a particularly sloven way, or if you walk very angrily and you stomp or you shuffle for whatever reason because of your mental state,
yes,
it will have a sort of impact on the way your feet look. And so you're sort of looking for signs in that way.
Yes.
Well, I mean, so, that sounds scientific. That doesn't sound like mumbo jumbo.
No, the guy who I learnt some of what I know from, Imre Shomagi, interviewed 5,000 people about toe shape and personality and came up with a toe alphabet. I memorised it and then started using it on anyone who'd let me.
A toe alphabet?
Yes.
So it's not then like palm reading, or is it?
Well, it depends which palm reader you go to. Some do it by spooky means and some do it by analysing the structure of your hand. Mm. I'm like the one who analyses the structure. I'm looking for distortions from the norm.
Okay. Probably quite a fundamental question, but one that would be good to have the answer to. I mean, how did you get into this? How did you think, I want to be a foot reader?
Oh, it's bonkers. I was working for an avionics design engineer at the time.
As and, you do.
My friend Claudine fancied reflexology, and I'd never heard of it. I booked us both in thinking it was a beauty treatment. And every time they were working on her feet, they were telling her about her health. And I'm thinking, that's bonkers. How do you know that? My turn. Every time they touched my big toe, I had tears streaming down my face. No control over it. And it repeated on the other foot. So I had to know more. Curiosity.
So you had tears? What, of joy, of sadness?
Just emotion. Just, I don't know why I was crying, but I was crying while she was working on those points.
And she got very sharp nails?
No. No, it's just like stored emotion.
I mean, I've recently on holiday, I had loads and loads of reflexology because it was very cheap. And there's no question at all that it relaxes you enormously and you feel really, really great afterwards. But, you know, whether by touching a certain part of the foot you're affecting the liver or the brain or the kidneys, I mean, that's another point of view.
Oh, it's been proven. I'm writing a book on reflexology, and they've put people in a functional MRI scanner, and they've done two trials on it so far. One where they were working set reflex points and looking at how the brain lit up.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which way around it is, but if one side of the brain lights up, it's merely touch. And if the other side of the brain lights up to do with that area, then it's got a proper reflex action. And it was showing the reflex action.
Okay.
So they repeated it, but this time, instead of telling the client which point they were working to avoid there being a psychosomatic
placebo type thing, yeah.
They then told them the wrong reflex that they were working on, and they still got the same results.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna poo-poo that scientific research, Jane. It sounds very interesting. Have you got a big market for this? Do a lot of people come to you?
Yeah, I teach 400 people a year.
So you teach other people to do it?
Yes, mainly reflexologists, because reflexologists find it as a valuable tool in their armoury, because if you understand the client's emotions before you even start working on them, you can bring other skills into play as well. You can work on the emotions and the physical.
Well, I'm extremely curious to see it in action, and that's exactly what we're going to do in just a few moments' time. Off come my shoes. Well, they're off already, actually. I always take those off. But off come the socks, and let's see what dark skeletons lie in my closet.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long.
That's the Stones, and it's all over now. BBC Radio Derby, just gone 22 minutes past 11, and round I am here with Jane, the foot reader, who's going to be in Melbourne today. I've taken off my shoes and socks and exposed my little pink trotters. So, Jane, you're going to begin... There's my broken toe on my right foot. You're going to begin by looking at the tops of the feet, aren't you? What can you see from the outset?
Looking at your own feet, right? Top of the feet represent what you want to show the world, whereas the bottom of the feet is what you keep to yourself. For me, the right foot represents the past, the left foot represents the present. So I'm looking to compare and contrast one foot to the other. Your right foot is wider than your left foot.
Yeah, it is. It's half a shoe size difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is about, in the past, the width. A wide foot means hardworking, always on the go, can't sit still, have to be doing something
that's
all
so
the
true.
Time. And so that's your past. In your present, you're not working as hard as you were in the past.
I think you'll find
you're
I am.
You're taking it a bit easier.
I'm not.
The emphasis now is on appreciating beauty in your surroundings.
Well, this is a lovely room we're in now, isn't it?
Now, core skills. Mm. Your big toe is much, much longer than we would expect it.
Oh.
So a larger big toe means great at brainstorming, thinking outside the box, coming up with 10 solutions to our one. But you'll work best bouncing those ideas off other people. Because if you've got your own problem, you'll have so many ideas about how to fix it, you won't know which one to pick.
I'd say that's fair, yeah. All of that I absolutely agree with. I'm working way harder now than I think I am. Or maybe, I've always worked fairly hard, it has to be said. But else can you tell, Jane?
The tips of your toes, we normally expect the tips of the toes to be rounded.
Yeah.
Yours are more square, and especially when I look at them from underneath, they look quite square at the tip of the toes.
Yeah.
This means very strong-willed. Now, I wouldn't call you stubborn. I'd say tenacious in the face of adversity.
I'll go with that.
Because we don't say anything negative when we're doing a foot reading.
That's interesting. Don't you? Don't you say anything negative?
No.
Because is that just because you annoy people and they won't come back for more?
No, because it's context. If you were fighting me in a battle of wills...
I'd never do that, Jane.
You would win. Because you're very strong-willed.
No, I am.
So yeah. I would call you stubborn in that context.
No, I agree.
But if you were on my side fighting for me, I'd call you tenacious.
Oh, what a diplomatic woman. Do you know what? No, you can say negatives to me. I'm very, very good at taking criticism. I've had a lifetime of it. Do you want to see the bottom then?
Yes.
Right,
show me the bottom.
Do you want me to...
Feet.
Are you okay holding them? Or I'll put them on your lap.
Now, what I like about your feet is there are very, very few blemishes to read, and it's the blemishes I'm looking for. So it says that you're pretty well balanced.
I had them done in Bangkok.
Yes. Well, that helps. but a couple of things that I'm noticing. Coming back to hard skin on the big toe, and it's just above the neck of the toe on the bottom of the toe pad. This is the chin area. And this would mean metaphorically taking it on the chin, so speaking out for others and taking the knockbacks.
That would fit into one aspect of my life at the moment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it would.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
And then the heels are in pretty good nick. A lot of people get extreme loads of hard skin on the heel.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
You haven't. You've got a little rough patch on the bottom of the heel. So this is about going through a rough time, not massively, but a little bit, to do with sense of security and plans for the future.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with that, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and your toe pads are massive.
Oh.
The bigger the toe pad, the deeper the thing. So you spend hours mulling things over in your head, thinking things through.
That's true.
And you don't say half what you're thinking despite talking a lot.
Mm.
And I'm saying despite talking a lot because the longer the neck of the toe, the more expressive the person. I can see all the necks of the toes. So no subject is taboo with you.
Yes, I often get into trouble for that reason. well, I mean, whether or not, that is visible in my feet, because I've got to play devil's advocate to a degree here. That's all pretty accurate, don't you think? Yeah, it's all pretty much on the money. What about my broken toe?
Right, well... Obviously, you told me you broke your toe kicking a coffee table.
Yeah, not so, in rage. I just
So I would call you foolish for one.
Yeah,
but no,
stupid.
If I was reading it emotionally, a break is breaking under pressure. We use the metaphor, so breaking under pressure. And the little toe represents sense of security and how you want to move forward and take the next step.
Mm.
However, it was your right foot. Normally I'd read that right foot past, sense of security, how you want to move forward and take the next step. But I've got another paradigm I can use, which the right foot little toe would be about fear and anxiety. So breaking under pressure, it would be going through a period of anxiety and it getting too much for you. But it would be to do with the past.
But not just kicking the coffee table.
Yeah, and kicking.
And kicking the coffee table as well.
Yeah, you can't extract the physical from the emotional. You have both.
I have to say that I'm probably a natural cynic, but on the other hand, I'm very open-minded. And who am I to poo-poo what you do, Jane? And I think that a lot of the things you've said about me are really quite accurate and actually quite topical in my life at the moment. I mean, for example, you can read a horoscope and often they can apply... it's auto-suggestion. You can apply the things they write in those to absolutely anyone at any time. But that, to me, does seem a little bit more specific and targeted and focused. So it's piqued my interest, to be fair. Just sorry I had to put my mucky feet on your very nice skirt.
I'm just relieved you had a few blemishes, because occasionally I've been asked to read someone's feet and they've got absolutely no blemishes. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this? It's like the more distorted, the better for me.
Well,
I like lots of lumps and bumps and hard skin. And
warts and all.
Yes.
All right. Well,
literally, warts.
I shall put the pumice stone to one side next time you come and visit us. It's been fascinating. It's lovely to meet you. Just remind us where exactly you are today and what time you're doing stuff.
Tomorrow and the day after, I'm at the Infinity Training Academy in Melbourne.
Okay, yep.
The details are on footreading.com, where I'm going to be teaching people how to read feet. If you can't make it to there, I've written a book called Let's Read Our Feet. And also I've got the top 10 secrets that your feet say about you on my website, footreading.com.
I will look them up a little later on. Jane, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. It's BBC Radio Derby. Just gone. Oh, it's nearly half past.